Hello and welcome to another episode of Trash TV. I'm Tot.
And I'm Rachel.
And today we're going to go over episode 3 of F-Boy... Oh. It's still growing. It's
Party
still,
foul.
Yeah. It's still an adjustment.
Yeah.
Lovers and Liars. F-Girl Island!
We demand a rename.
I know. They still haven't given us like an actual reason why. And they even asked like Nikki Glaser about it. She's like, oh... It's just because it's not nice to call somebody an F-girl. I'm like, what?
That's stupid. Mm-hmm. That's the party line. Mm-hmm. Someone was like, okay, this is what we're all going to say.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, before we get into this episode, just as a reminder, we are on Instagram at Trash TV Pod, and we are also on Twitter at Trash TV React. So you can definitely follow us there, where we just like kind of keep you guys updated. We also love when you guys DM us your thoughts and feelings, and all the fun stuff. Yeah. So we would love to hear from you. Other than that, I think that's pretty much business. Oh, as you can probably tell, we did not release an episode from the circle. Not gonna lie, guys, it was rough. I saved you, Rachel, is all I gotta say. Now, I have actually heard mixed reviews. So we were gonna say that we were gonna go over the circle, season 6. And I was kind of interested in it. I was like, okay, that sounds great. Like I kind of watched up season 1. Like, no, I didn't. I lied. I didn't watch season 1 at all. But you said you saw a couple seasons of it.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think gosh, it's hard for me to say now because, like, we were talking about it and I'm like, I think a lot of the stuff that, just the way that people talk, a lot of the stuff about the show, it's like almost like, feels like it's mimicking the first season or two. Mm. It's kind of like just circle speak or like whatever, like stuff that you would recognize if you watched it. So when I was watching this season, like you were like, it's so cringe. And I think I'm just a little like used to it from the first seasons. But in the first seasons, it probably felt a little more genuine because it was like the first time it was being done.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like kind of forced.
It was pretty, ugh. Like, so I was watching it with Johnny and then he lost interest within like the first 5 minutes. I'm like, I don't blame you, my guy. Because they just came off at like 110% energy and everything like that. And I was like, this is not great for me right now. Like, it was just so like fake with everything. Like, do you really talk like this in real life? No. Yeah. No one goes like, oh my God, this is amazing. Look at this apartment. It's so cool. Wow. And then they go and they talk to each other in like the circle chat. And they're like, hey, circle, say this. And then they say like, hey guys, what's up? # circle gang. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm so # excited to meet you all. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I was so thrown off. And I was literally thinking like, okay, like maybe it's like the first like 20, 30 minutes or so I can like deal with this. Mm-hmm. But it kept on going for almost the whole episode. And I was just like, no, I can't.
I can't
do this.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like, because they don't actually have the energy of other people. Well, it seems like they don't have other people in the room. I don't know. Maybe there are producers there. But, like, I wonder if they tell them, like, you have to be, like, a 10 because you're going to be by yourself. So if you don't, like, give it energy, it's going to be, like, boring. Like, you're, you know?
I guess.
And I don't know what they're telling them.
The funny thing is that the one person that was, quote, unquote, regular, like, normal, did not do as many # and they automatically thought that person was a catfish, which is hilarious. And then that person also started freaking out. I was like, they're gonna know. And then they started crying because they're stressing out so much. And I was like, this is not good.
They're gonna know what?
So in the circle, like obviously like they had to do like if they're the real person or if they're catfishing, right? Yeah. And so simply because this person was not talking in # like every single other person was,
yeah,
they were already saying like, oh, this one's a fake, this one's a catfish. And I'm like, this is so stupid because it's literally the regular way of how to talk. They're to, like, normal. Text somebody in a sense. Like, nobody texts each other in # anymore. And then this person started getting, like, anxious, like, was having, like, an anxiety attack, I feel like, because he was, like, feeling like, oh, man, they're going to know that it's not me. And I feel, like, really overwhelmed. And then he started crying. And I was just like, I can't do this.
About what? Yeah.
I was like, I cannot.
Yeah. That show really relies on the personalities of the people because they're, not really interacting.
Yeah. And, like, I did listen to another pod where they're like, you know, the first episode was the worst and after that it was really, really good. But I'm like, I don't know if I can move past the first episode.
Yeah.
It's okay. We have other stuff on our plate.
It's always, like, awkward, in the beginning. It's like meeting a group of people in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, if no one knows each other, like, it's going to be awkward. But, also, I think the people they cast for that are 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I was not here for it. I was not.
All extroverts.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, no!
Yeah. I watched a little bit, and I was, like, I was saying to you, like, I think Joey Sasso was, like, on the first season of that. Right. Now I feel like every season there's, like, half the guys just try to act like him, which is funny. It's interesting.
Yeah. I guess it's for a certain audience. I just couldn't take it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to put you guys through it, so.
You should go back and watch the first season, though, because it was, really wholesome. Like,
yeah, maybe I would, that would probably be better.
Yeah, like, I think. They became friends, and it was really cute.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, anyways, that's the business. So we're just doing Lovers and Liars for right now, but stay tuned. We'll let you know when we're going to be getting some more shows going. And do we have any dumpster diving?
We're going dumpster diving. Whoa.
I have something that I just wanted to talk to you about. It's not really about, it's not technically about people that we've covered, but it's Bachelor related.
Ooh.
Do you know who Kat Stickler is? She's like a Instagram influencer personality.
Can I see a picture?
Okay, yeah. Well, she's dating Jason Tardik. That's in the picture.
Oh!
She's like a big TikToker. Oh, well, I assume, because I watch her on Reels. She does like these impressions of her Hispanic mom. It's just really... That's
oh, really? That's funny. Yeah. I feel like she looks very familiar, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, is she getting shade about it?
This is like weird crossover, because I was like... She's, she's not technically a reality star. She's an Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, a huge reality star. But, yeah, they're dating.
How many followers does she have?
That's a good question. I wonder who has more.
Yeah, I'm curious, too.
Kat Stickler has 1.9 million.
Wow.
And...
I think he has a million, too.
I bet she has more, to be honest. Jason has 877,000.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Nice. So nice. She'll be, She'll bring him up, maybe.
That's interesting. Here's another little tidbit.
Wait, he was married to...
He was engaged.
Engaged to Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah.
And then they broke it off, like, maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah. Mm. Yep. That was a pretty messy breakup, I think, too.
Yeah. That's pretty quick. I mean, not, I don't know, who am I to judge, but...
I mean...
To be going public with someone that is that public, I feel like that means they've actually been dating for, like, longer.
Probably, yeah. They probably were, like, dating for 2 months. Like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 4 months, really. Mm-hmm. That is fast.
Interesting.
Judging.
Yeah, if you were engaged, that's, like, basically married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they still live, like, on the same block or something like that, too, because they also share custody of their two golden retrievers.
Oh, yeah.
Pinot and Robin.
Shared custody.
Yeah. It was so funny because they actually did, like, a Halloween, like, Caitlin dressed up the dogs as, like, lions or something, and she was, like, the circus master or whatever, and then he dressed them up as something else for his Halloween post.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it was kind of
funny. He's like, no, with Dad, we got to do hot dogs. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That can't last. How long are they going to do that? Like, 18 years with dogs?
Those poor dogs. I know, they're probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, we just want to be at one place.
Yeah. Poor boys.
So another tidbit is that Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller, they split.
Mm.
Which I'm like, okay.
So much for the matching tattoos.
Yeah. Like, literally, they got the tattoos, ciao. And that does mean goodbye as well. It means hello as well, I suppose. I thought it only meant bye, to be honest, but apparently it's a greeting as well.
Yeah.
But,
it works both ways.
Yeah, it works both ways.
Ciao to their relationship.
Clearly. Yeah.
Why did they get that?
I'm surprised. I am honestly surprised that I think they were good for each other because they're both toxic as fuck.
Yeah.
So maybe they just couldn't get, they were not happy with each other because of that.
His content really makes me cringe. I don't know what it is. Have you seen like his videos?
I refuse to watch any of his videos.
Yeah. Ugh.
I just don't. He's not the guy for me. I think he's a horrible person. And I think that he puts people under their his spell kind of thing, and he treated poor Katie. So horribly on her season. It was disgusting, and I refuse to ever do anything about it.
Like, I support Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really see that season, but I support you, so we're on the same side.
But yeah, I would not be surprised if his content is cringe, because he's cringe.
It's like, frustrating. Because lots of people like it.
It is. But you're right. You know what? That's the main thing, too, that frustrates me. Because some people are like, oh, my God, he's so hot. I'm like, first of all, he's not even that good looking.
First of all, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. And also,
he's... Isn't that the most frustrating thing? When people, like, are attracted to someone that you don't get it. And you're like, ah.
Yes. So, it's like, that's him. And also, Maddie Pruitt. Like, I don't understand why people love her so much.
Yeah.
Because I definitely think that she was a lot more calculated when she went on The Bachelor in the first place. She actually just dropped her own podcast. Mm. And I listened to an episode where she was talking about her experience on The Bachelor, because that's all we want to know about, right? And she was, like, explaining, like, how she went on, and basically, like, how she went on because her friends actually were, like, submitted her on there, and as a Christian, she never watched the show because they don't watch those kind of shows, and, you know, things like that.
It's such a Christian show, though. Like, I know. I'm in the demographic.
Which is so confusing to me. You're so right about that, actually.
I guess they're not into, like, polyamory or whatever, but
yeah,
it's a pretty Christian show.
It is. Yeah. Because that's where most of the followers come from, too.
Yeah.
That's why she has a million followers, because most of the people that watch are Christian.
Yeah.
Anyways. And so her whole thing was, like, so she was genuine and kind, but that was the whole thing where I mentioned earlier how she, like, we all assumed that she made that fan page, because who the fuck else would do that? Yeah. So early on, and nobody saw it. And then, long story short, she was, like, explaining, like, how, you know, she was so nervous about everything, and she, when she was submitted, she was like, oh no, I don't want to do it. And then she, like, called her mom and said, guess what happened? And the mom's like, well, you should just, like, pray to God and see if God wants you to go on the show or not. And she's like, okay. And so that's how she went on the show, because God told her to go on the show.
And it led her to Trizzy Trout.
Now she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
So I guess it worked out.
Yeah. Sure. God had plans for her. That's for sure. Prayer works.
Anyways.
Yeah.
My ranting is over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came from Greg Grippo.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. How do we get to this topic?
Yeah. So some updates. I mean, I didn't think that they would last, but... I'm not that invested in their relationship, to be honest.
Yeah. She's insane as well.
But I'm excited to see what she does next.
Yeah.
I wonder what ever happened to poor...
On Perfect Match.
Ooh.
That would be great if she went to Perfect Match.
That would be great. Whatever happened to poor guy that she was supposed to be engaged with?
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny,
I can't even remember what he looks like. I just see Johnny from Love is Blind.
There's so many Johnnies.
They're so similar looking, though.
Yeah, they honestly are. Except my Johnny. My Johnny looks way different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're literally right. They both have blonde hair.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny technically has kind of more of a brownish hair. And he has, like, a skinny little face.
Oh, yeah. That haircut's weird.
Yeah, it is a weird haircut. I wonder if it's, like...
They look pretty similar.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Anyways, he is just living life, it looks like. A lot of selfies on his IG. He's in... Going back and forth between New Jersey and Florida, it looks like.
Good.
He got taking out. Ice baths on the beach.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's surviving and thriving.
We wish the best for him. All right. I think that's it for our dumpster diving.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this episode.
Yes. F-Girl Island, episode 3. Bow, 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 bow. Oh, so for this episode, I did write all the boys' names on the top of my paper because I did forget Casey's name again until somebody said it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was doing the same. And then sometimes I wished I could forget him.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Oh, he's such an issue.
He does.
We'll definitely talk more about his...
this twerp.
This twerp. That's what... When I forgot was his name was at the beginning, I said boy chat... Twerp. And then I said, twerp took somebody on a date or something like that. I don't know. I didn't put his name, but anyways, we'll get to that part.
Yeah. At the beginning, Benedict asked him, are you really a twerp?
Yeah.
And they're also like, what a
sixth grade insult.
It's a good insult, though. Yeah. It's spot on.
It fits him perfectly.
Yeah, it really does. So they have a little boy chat. but they don't really cover much. And then CJ goes to the girls. He has a date. He asks Kiara on a date. We're getting right into it. Which I was surprised by because she's the one who's basically been avoiding him and he's putting her in the bottom too.
That's right.
Yeah. And then and then she keeps being like, with more time, I think we could get there. Mm-hmm. He must have just been like, fuck it. Like,
yeah, exactly. Let's get it done.
You can't do it yourself. she's so tiny.
She's really tiny.
She's like itty bitty. I was watching this. I was like, is it? She's got to be like 90 pounds.
Probably.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious because they went on the double date on a double bike.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, tell her, come on, push it. She's like, you.
Yeah, you got this.
He probably could be like just controlling the bike himself and that'd be totally fine. That's probably what was happening.
Yeah.
She's probably just like going with the motion. Like on gear one.
Yeah. he is saying basically he thinks quiet ones might have good intentions in the right environment. And so he's trying to kind of get her in. Isolated, I guess, so she can get out of her shell. Danny is jealous about this. There's like a little dance battle between the girls.
Oh yeah, or I put dance lesson because they were she was showing her worm. Another person was Jan Danielle was doing the shuffle, and then one of the other girls was showing them how to twerk. So they're all like practicing for fun.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, love the montage.
What would you do?
The worm.
You can do the worm.
No, I can't, but I would do it.
Oh, okay. If I had to pick one. That's good.
For fun. I think I could attempt to do it, but it'd be very messy.
Mine would just be like a shitty push-up. I think. It would just be like a flop.
I mean, are the arms supposed to be above your head when you do it?
I think you need to have a good upper body strength, actually. I think, because you need to be able to kind of like push yourself
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They do have it kind of like in a weird push-up position.
Yeah.
I would think like if I had it like on the side, that would not be good.
If you had like it on the side?
Yeah, your arms on the side instead of like in the push-up position.
No, worm with no arms.
You'd be like, ugh.
You'd just be like, caterpillar?
Yeah, caterpillar.
Same thing.
Yeah. Same thing. Well, I guess the caterpillar goes like an inchworm where it's like, eh. Like, the butt would scoot up, and then...
That would be a good dance move. I'm sure that would kill it.
Like, what is she doing?
Yeah, slowly making my way across the dance floor.
There you go.
Very cute.
Okay, maybe we'll make our own montage of how to do these dances, our interpretation.
Watch it for the worm.
Yeah, watch it on the reels, you guys. This will be great. Yeah. Okay. Not much from the date, though. They chat like a little bit. He's basically saying how he wants to be like finding his one person, and she wants a partner who is very like stimulating and challenge each other, and they talk about like how they're gonna like teach each other like different languages. She's gonna teach Spanish, I guess she knows Spanish, and he's gonna teach sign language, which I thought was pretty cute. I thought he was totally gonna flop it when she was like, tell me how to do this, and I thought he was just gonna be like, let's do something else. But he actually pulled it off. It was like, my name is Star.
It's yeah. But he spelled it. I was like, is there a word? I mean,
there's definitely a sign for Star.
Yeah. But maybe for names, they always spell or something like that.
So I watched, did you ever see that show, Switched at Birth? It was
Oh, I know, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I know a lot now from
I watched Switched at Birth.
It's like saying, I watched Grey's Anatomy, so.
Yeah.
So I watched Switched at Birth, and I know for a fact that when you are doing sign language, that you can have, like, basically a sign that shows, like, the name, basically, that stands for the name. So let's say, like, my name's Tatiana, and I spell it out, like, with finger spelling. Ooh, that was cool. I just did it by myself. Nice. Yeah. But then I can say, but my sign is, and then I would show you my sign for my name kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I would do something insane so that whenever people want to talk about me, they have to do this, like
crazy the wave thing. Or like,
yeah. That's so fun.
But anyways, but I'm pretty sure Star, like, come on, there's a star in the sky. So there has to be a sign for that, I think, too.
Yeah.
But who am I? I just know Switched at Birth stuff, so maybe I'm wrong.
We're not experts. I thought it was kind of funny when he was showing this, because it felt like she was like, good job. Yeah. Like a little kid being like, S-E-A-R.
Yeah, exactly. S. Yeah, I got it wrong. Okay. After that date, we went straight to the night portion already.
Well, yeah, there's like a rave. This whole thing seemed, this whole episode seemed like 2 days or something.
Yeah, it did.
Because there was like this rave, unless the rave was midday.
It's honestly probably 2 days. Like,
oh, it was 2 days because there were two nights portions, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally think that the show gets like cut up and like you're done in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe three.
Yeah.
They have a timeline.
It's just like an elimination every couple days. So, yes, we have a rave, the girls get ready, we get lots of the girls and the guys dancing. The guys, okay. Okay, here's where it starts with Casey in this episode already. He's got the top of his hair in, like, cornrows, kind of.
Like, his little French braids. I'll give him French braids.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Which later disappear and become just, like, a sweaty, like, flop.
Ew.
And I'm like, I don't know which was better.
Well, that's totally F-boy move in the first place.
Yeah. It was,
first of all, and also, did you also see his costume? I mean, they were all ridiculous, yeah. Whatever. But
I feel like CJ and Benny's were like, oh, like Nikki says, like, you guys look like villains in Bratz doll movies. Like, yeah. That was so good.
Yeah.
But it was like over the top fun. Like, they look like in a Macklemore music video or something.
Yeah, no, definitely. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, Casey's was like.
He was like in a little like shorts and tank top, like silver kind of fit. I was just not here. I'm just not the biggest fan of Casey, period.
We're not Casey fans.
Yeah.
Sorry if you like Casey. I don't think anyone does, so I think we're safe.
Yeah. He's very conflicting with what he says.
Yeah.
So they're, like, dancing for a little while, and then Nikki goes ahead and crashes the party, and she dramatically unplugs this, like, outlet, and then all the lights turn off. I'm like, whoa. And basically she's saying that she wants to switch things up. And basically, she adds in 3 new girls. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun. Do you feel like the girls have, like, this group of girls has kind of, like, a bad vibe? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's, like, it's a group of mean girls, and they're kind of, like, influencing the vibe of the thing. Because I feel like they don't react to Nikki well. Like, they're kind of, like, mean towards her, I feel like.
The new girls?
No, like, the girls in general.
Oh, the girls in general. No, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you with that. Yeah, I do think that this is a very interessante group of ladies. Like, it's not very obvious who the nice girls are, period.
Yeah. Like, Jazz maybe is one.
I know, maybe Jazz.
Yeah.
I literally feel like if the biggest switch, like, the biggest, like, craziness or... What's, like... Not cliffhanger.
Plot twist.
Yeah, plot twist is that Jazz is an F girl.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be so crazy.
I can't imagine.
And she takes all the money.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, I would be here for it. That would be the best plot twist. I know, he's getting screwed over so many times.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, so we are introduced to Kim, Victoria, and Mia. We find out that Mia was actually from season 2 as a lead, and she chose all F-boys, basically, so she didn't really finish up that well. So it's kind of like Benedict, because he was a lead at one point.
Ugh. Not, yeah, not
Benedict the was a lead, and then he was in everything, and then he's a lead again?
I guess so.
No, he wasn't lead before.
Oh. Wait, he was just on another
episode. Yeah, he was just on another, he was another season of as a contestant. Just kidding. So contestant, lead. And now she was a lead, and now she's a contestant. So it kind of flip-flopped.
Yeah.
So, she chose all F-boys, and I don't know how that went for her. I think they split 50-50 with her or something like that. But anyways.
Yeah. I didn't really... What does that mean, you end with all... She had all F-boys? Like...
So all her... Like her...
Like Hallie?
Yeah, like Hallie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She basically didn't have any nice guys in her pickings at the end.
Yeah.
So she was just trying not to get screwed over, basically.
Yeah. It sounds like she is into CJ from the bat.
Yes. The get-go. Mm-hmm. Victoria seems to be into Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. And then Kim, we don't know who Kim's into.
Yeah, Kim is just like, I'm here to shake things up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no. Do we... Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, maybe CJ.
Yeah. But sorry, also, I heard Casey maybe looks so bad in between all this. okay. So, Victoria comes in hot. She goes after Casey.
Mm-hmm. And then during this time, Camille's also like, I really want to talk to him and whatever.
Yeah.
She and Casey were pretty much hitting it off pretty well in general. Like, they were very flirty with each other, I felt like.
She reminds me of, is it Olivia Caridi? Like.
From Bachelor?
Yeah.
With the big mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how she kind of, like, lean forward and, like...
I could see that.
Talk
now.
Really... Like, I don't know. They yeah. have a similar vibe.
I can see that. That's so funny. And then, let's see here. Anything from the... I didn't really get much substance, but, like, Casey was kind of, like, amazed by her, I think.
Yeah, it seems like he's really into her. So, I guess that's good.
CJ and Mia also talk. This was hilarious because, first of all, like... I think she was actually a nice person. I think Mia's a nice person in general. I think she kind of, like, gives off, like, decent vibes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, not a big deal. But she and CJ are in a convo. They're, like, talking about, like, their past, like, with, like, the show and stuff like that. Like, it's really interesting conversation to me. I'm like, ooh, okay, getting the tea.
Yeah.
And then Yasmin comes in, and she tries to cut in and set, and Mia's like, oh, can I just get, like, one more minute? Or one more second, please? And then Yasmin's like, oh, one more second? And Mia's like, yeah. And then she goes and looks at CJ, and he's like, are you okay with that? Like, what the fuck? And then yeah. CJ's like, yeah, just another second. And then she's like, okay, I'll be back, and, like, walks away. And then she just goes straight to the girls and, like, tell me why, dish bitch, is having me one more second. And the girls are, like, saying, what the hell? Oh, my. They're, like, making it a bigger deal than necessary. It's like.
Did you just expect her to be, like. I mean, they both, like, shot their shot. The Mia, right? Mia mm-hmm. was like, one more second, mm-hmm. which is like her, like, pushing back, and then mm-hmm. the other girl was like, the are you sure thing, which I feel like is out of line.
But, yeah.
They both tried, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, okay, that's dumb. Yeah. Like, the tables could be turned and say, like, well, this bitch, like, just interrupted me and CJ kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, so all the girls are like, yeah, Mia sucks, da da da, whatever. Again, it's, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Casey
is talking to...
Sabrina?
I think it's Sabrina. Because then they go on the date later. The girl he takes on the date later.
Oh, yeah.
So, he's telling...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
This is a weird conversation.
Yeah.
So, he's telling her, like, I'm still 30% fuckboy. And she's like, okay. And then... He asks her if she is, and she's like, I can't tell, it's a secret, which I'm like, what? That's not how this works.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Just like, say one or the other for
say
fun.
Nice girl.
Yeah, exactly. But she's taking it so literally.
Yeah. She doesn't, like, understand the rules of this game. But anyway, she kisses him, and, like, she tries to act like, wow, I wasn't planning on doing this, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, later, I realized her personality is, like, just a little awkward, so maybe she really wasn't planning on doing it. At the moment, I was like... Oh, that sounded very, like, scripted, rehearsed line.
Yeah, I honestly do feel like she's a little bit more, like, a timid type of person. I think she's a nice girl, I think that. But going back to Casey saying that he's, like, 30% F-boy, I'm like, like, and then she's like, 30, 70, that's not bad. I'm like, he's probably 70% F-boy and 30% nice guy. Not gonna lie.
What does that even mean to say to someone that you're trying to get in a relationship with? By the way, I'm still... almost half F boy.
There's like a 30% chance I'll probably cheat on you.
I still want to fuck around 30% of the time. Yeah, like, what?
But don't worry, I'm working on it.
It's not fooling anyone. Like, dude.
Oh my god.
If he really is, like, coming in, like, for the money as an F boy, he's doing a really bad job of.
Well, here's the thing. He definitely pulled. This is a big F boy move. He pulls up next. Sorry. So Camille, like, bumps into Casey, and Casey's like, oh, hi, like, I really want to talk to you, but I'm going to go grab my friend Mia first.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck? Which I agree, like, this is an F-boy move. He literally goes up to her and says hi, and then says, oh, be right back, and then go talk to Mia instead.
Yeah.
And then she gets pissed off, and he's like, whoa, like, you know, but... What did I write here? Well, but I do what time? Oh, I do want time with you. But he's like saying, but like not right now. And then she's like, I can't believe it. Da-da-da.
But
he's
why
like,
not
okay,
right now?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, okay, let's go right now. She's like, no, I don't need it right now. And so, but that I do think that was F-boy move in general to like kind of tease somebody to say hi and then not grab them and talk with them. Like, why don't you just talk to them right then and there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also like the my friend Mia. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be friends with her.
Yeah.
We know things.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Talk to her. Yeah, I mean, I'm not Team Camille, but...
Same.
Yeah, that was, like, a dick move.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, he's so bad.
He's not even trying to hide it. Like, it was so bad.
He's just, like, spring breaking. He's just like, this is time of my life.
Yeah, definitely.
So after that, they have a little fight. It's the next day. The girls are chatting. Basically, Camille and whoever is, she's always just like has people around her listening to her.
Yeah.
They don't like the new girl's attitude. They think it was like too bold to come in and ask for the guys.
Like they would do anything different.
Yeah. That's the game.
Mm-hmm.
Casey comes in. I really thought it was going to be Camille, and thank God it's not. Yeah. Although, I mean, who cares? They can be together, I guess. I guess I don't care.
Yeah.
But he picks Serena for the date,
mm-hmm.
Who we just talked about. And Camille's like, he's too bad for that. She's a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina asks, she's like, seems surprised, and she says she's not part of the Casey fan club, which I'm like, what does that mean? Are you part of a fan club? Like, anyone? You're supposed to be part of someone's. So again, I'm like, I'm not sure if she likes him. But yeah, they have like a pretty chill date. I don't know. It's kind of giving me the vibes of like popular guy takes the quiet girl and he's Ooh. Like, wow, lucky you. Like,
yes.
You're on this date with me.
That is a good, yeah, I really like that comparison, actually.
Mm-hmm. He says something even about, like, I know it's hard for you to watch me kissing other girls.
Ugh, he's like, so full of himself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he understands what he's saying.
Yeah.
He doesn't think it's, like not normal, basically. He thinks this is, like, him being, like, subtle and, like, humble about everything, where in reality it's, like, no.
Yeah. I think he thinks he comes off a lot different than he does.
Oh, my God. For sure.
Yeah.
Anyways. So they have their little date there. We then see Benedict comes in to pick his date, and he chooses Jazz. If he doesn't choose Jazz, he would get in a chokehold, which he later on is. So it's so funny because they walk up to their date and like it's like an exercise date or whatever.
Yeah.
It looks like it was clearly gonna be a yoga date. They had two yoga mats rolled
That's
out.
That's true, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yoga, but no, they're going to go straight into, like, wrestling. I don't know, like is she, like, a wrestler or something? I don't know.
She must be. Yeah, I feel like she was putting some moves.
She was, like, teaching him stuff.
Yeah.
It was so funny. He was like, am I being manhandled? Like, I like it? He's like, yes. Here for it.
This is, like, a theme with his dates now, I feel like.
I know, he's, like, being tortured
every
single date.
He likes He likes to be tortured.
Getting waxed.
Yeah.
Getting put in a chokehold.
This is pretty cute, though. I thought it was just kind of, like, funny and entertaining how they made their little wrestling thing, like, try to, like, slow-mo it and everything.
Yeah.
But
and
then...
He's like, my back.
Yeah. But then they do have a minute where they sit down and they, like, have a conversation. If he's like... At first, I was like, are we just really, really good friends? Or, like, you know, is there chemistry? I'm like, how are they even really, really good friends at this point? Like, they've known each other for 2 days.
Literally. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm. He just knows that she has his back, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
I think they're really cute.
Yeah, I don't... I was about to say, like, I don't even know... Like, is he, like, super attracted to her or not? We don't really know much about it.
I think he... maybe this is me being dumb, but, like, he does seem like he is interested in, like, personality. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like she's giving the most, like, genuine, like, personality.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Casey is just, like, he's just all looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the girls aren't really giving him much personality, except bad personality anyhow. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Jazz, like, she, you know, she's about, like, loyalty, obviously. She's kind of shown that. And, like, standing up and... she has, like, a genuine way of talking, and, like, I do feel like he cares about that, but, I don't know, could also just be he, like, feels safe with her, like he said, like, friend things.
Yeah, I can see that, too. She's in love with him.
Yeah.
So, she's here for it. Yeah, she's, like, here for him, 100%. She'll literally be, like, so heartbroken if he doesn't choose her, I think.
Yeah.
Unless she's an F girl.
If she is, she's the best in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Player of the year.
Yeah.
Nighttime portion.
Mm-hmm.
So we see Casey and Camille have a talk. She actually apologizes to him, which is so funny. But she's like, I'm sorry. And, you know, he's like, it's okay. And they kind of like make up, I guess. I'm just like, all right.
She's like, I gotta play the game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Get back in there.
In good graces.
I feel like she reacted to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, ah, shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good F girl move, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We see Mia and CJ talk, and they also kiss. She's pulling some moves. We also see Benedict grabbing, like, and talking with... Oh, my God. Okay. So, Benedict grabs Jan Danielle, and they're chatting at their seat or whatever. The sofa. Okay, fucking Elizabeth.
Oh, my God. She had me fooled last episode. I was like, oh, it's not her. She's not the drama. She's the drama.
She's literally the drama. She's literally the person who's like, I don't know how the drama finds me. Yeah. Like, I literally try and avoid it, but it always ends up finding me. Like, whenever somebody says that, it's because you're the drama. I hate to break it to you, gal pal, but, like, oh my God.
She's so the drama. Like, she keeps deflecting by bringing in random other shit.
So, like, at first, like you said, I was fooled too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like last episode, like, she just isn't surrounding herself with the right people because she hangs out with Camille and this other girl.
Yeah.
And so last episode, that's them, right? And she got kind of pulled into it. And then this episode, she's still hanging out with them, first of all. Yeah. So, like, okay, you didn't, like, learn much.
Yeah.
So, there's strike one. And then, like, she's, like, doubting herself. She's like, do you think he likes me? Like, oh, my God. And basically, they're, like, telling her, like, hey, grow some balls and go and talk to him.
Yeah.
Like, just go up. You have to, like, snatch this man.
She's also so awkward.
She's so fucking awkward. Her eyeballs are, like, huge. She was, like, a deer caught in headlights.
Yeah.
Looking around, like...
And she hesitates. That's the thing. If you're going to go for a steal, like, you have to just send
Commit.
It.
Commit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send it. Because then it's like...
That's so hard to watch.
I said, my girl is terrified.
Yeah.
She's coming up to them. Okay, I'm going to do it. And, like, Danielle's, like, straddling him. Like, making out with him. And that's when she's, like, walking over. I'm like, oh, that's the worst time to just, like, go at that time.
Yeah.
And then, like, they get up at that same time as she's, like, right there. And he, like, walks away carrying her. And she's like, okay. Like, he literally passes right by her.
Doesn't even say hi.
No. And she doesn't even say anything either, which, I mean, you know, like, what can you say, I guess. But... Oh, my God. And so then she's, like, trying to make something out of it, which then creates the drama. Because she's like, okay, I'll sit here on this bench, I guess. And, oh, hey, there's Kim. Kim, hey, girl.
Yeah, like, she is trying to pretend like she meant to go sit there or something. I don't understand why. She couldn't she didn't want to just turn around, I guess.
And I don't even know why she has to call Kim over in the first place. Just sit there. Yeah. Like, maybe she just felt weird because the camera crew is, like, looking at her. And she's, like, looking at them. And she's like... Hey, who's here? Oh, Kim!
Yeah.
And so Kim comes over.
Kim is also like, what am I doing here?
Exactly. And then Benedict starts coming back, too. He probably comes back because he probably did see Elizabeth there. He's like, oh, okay, I'll go talk to her kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so Benedict is coming back at that exact same time. And they're just kind of all looking at each other.
Oh, so uncomfortable. Basically, Kim's like, well... Elizabeth called me over here, so I'm going to stay.
Yeah, and...
And then poor Benedict is stuck in this situation again. This keeps happening to him.
Yeah, he even says that. He's like, so we're always going to talk in threes, I guess. Yeah. He's like, there's always, like, three... I'm always surrounded by so many people.
With Elizabeth, too.
Yeah.
And there's so much, like, subcontext happening, and he doesn't know any of it, and he's just like, what?
Exactly. And so Kim makes a big deal by, like, sitting on his lap and stuff like that, and then Elizabeth's like, okay, like, I did not want this.
I thought it was kind of funny, because it was like, you called me over here. And
yeah, exactly. You
battle it out. Like, exactly. Yeah.
And so then Elizabeth's trying to be like, oh no, you can leave, like joking around in a sense, but also kind of meaning it at the same time. And then, let's see.
She's like, basically, you did a steal for me. Why would I leave?
Yeah.
Kim's like, I can wait you out. I'll win this fight.
Oh my gosh. And so she finally like was like saying, oh, she said, what about CJ? He's your top choice, basically, like, throwing her out. Like, what are you going to say to CJ when you're going to see him because he's your top choice?
Yeah.
And Kim was like, who said that? And I was like, oh, shit. Like,
that was...
It's, like, the wrong person to kind of, like, say a comment like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of get it. Like, in a sense, I feel like it's her being like, haha, like, you know. But, like, that was the wrong person to say it to.
Yeah.
Kim was, like, not happy. She's like, I didn't say that. Who said that about me? And she's like, didn't say anything. And everybody's, like, quiet. And it's just, like, a shit show after that, basically.
Do you think, like, That's interesting. I took that as, like, Elizabeth, like, being 100%, like, trying to throw shade, like, trying to be messy. But I guess it is possible she was just, like, she felt uncomfortable and she was like, oh, like, don't you like someone else? Like,
yeah, I think she's so awkward in a sense. But
Kim made it serious.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I feel like it was going on. Because I feel like Elizabeth was trying to figure out, like, how to get rid of her but not be, like, mean and say get out in a sense.
Yeah.
And so she kind of throws that at her. And then Kim's, like, not taking it, basically. But I could see it the other way, too, honestly. I could see her kind of be, like, you know, throwing some shade at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so confused now with this girl.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because of other stuff she does, too, it seems like she does.
Yeah,
like,
then it starts getting worse.
Yeah. Like, so, to start drama.
Yeah, this is when he got juicy. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
But they're, like, staring at each other. And then Kim is, like, saying, you're kind of messy.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth's like, I'm not messy.
She's like, I'm Who, just me? An idiot.
I'm just an idiot.
I'm just too dumb to not be messy. yeah.
So she does get the balls to, like, basically tell Kim, like, okay, well, I just want to talk to Benedict by himself. And Kim leaves. And I don't even know what the fuck she was talking to. Oh, yeah. I only know that I guess she was, like, trying to go deep with Benedict and tell him about her life story. And he was, like, in his IT, I was like, look, I like her, but whenever she talks, I literally don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you can see it in his face. He's, like, staring at her with his mouth open, like,
Yeah. He has, like, a horrible poker face, I feel like. And he's listening and he's just making, like, raising his eyebrows. Like,
he does have
what?
A horrible poker face.
Yeah. And then she says something. She's, like, going on about her ex. And then there's, like, a pause. And he's, like, you should tell him that.
He's so not into her. I'm so surprised he did not choose her as his bottom two. Because I'm, like, get her out at this point.
It was so funny.
Oh, my God. So that conversation ends. Elizabeth goes back to the group of girls, and everything's just going nuts over there.
Chaos. It's like literally like Mean Girls when everyone becomes like animals. Like the burn book goes, and it's just like, ah!
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what everyone is fighting about.
How
do they all have beef?
Yeah. It was getting crazy. I didn't have room in my notes anymore. I just didn't know what was going what. I just started out with Kim saying and accusing Elizabeth of being messy.
Yeah.
And then accusations are, like, flying. And then Elizabeth is basically, again, pulling, I don't try to be messy. It just happens. Like, I'm in the wrong spot the wrong time. I'm not bothered. You're bothered. And everybody's, like, yelling at each other. And then other people get... Oh, and then Elizabeth then points the finger at the other girls on the other side saying, like, y'all are the ones talking shit about Sabrina behind her back.
Yeah.
And Sabrina just sat there. She's like, what? These are my friends.
Yeah. And I love how in this, it's like almost the same breath. Elizabeth's like, I'm not messy. I don't start drama. If you want to talk about messy, and then just, like, drops another bomb.
Yes, exactly. Like, girl, that is the definition of messy.
Everyone's like, wait, what?
And then Jan Danielle gets involved with something else.
Yeah.
And then this other girl gets, I don't know, everybody's all talking and yelling at each other. And I just thought the editing was so on point.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Everybody's going in slow motion yelling at each other. Bitch, what the fuck is, you know what I mean? They're like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. Poor Sabrina.
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck is going on?
She's like, I'm sorry, everyone hates me. I like that they did show the flashbacks, though.
Totally.
I like the context.
Yeah, there's one that was, like, saying, like, roll the tapes back, and it shows Elizabeth, like, doing what she was doing.
Yeah.
And the other one was, like, saying, like, oh, like, y'all were talking shit about Sabrina, roll the tape back, and then it showed the girls, like...
They kind of weren't, though. I mean...
No, they were just, like, assuming.
They said, like, oh, maybe she's giving F-girl, but I'm say that about anyone.
Exactly.
You know? And also, that's not really even talking shit. That's just, like, how you came into the show.
Yeah, it's talking about game plan, too.
Yeah, it's not like you're a bad person.
Yeah, Elizabeth's like, I would never say that to anybody.
Bullshit. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you won't say, like, you don't think Camille's an F-girl?
Yeah. I would never say that. She's a good girl.
Never.
What if she turns out to be a... Well, what do you think she is? I don't even
Elizabeth?
Know.
Elizabeth? I think she's a nice girl.
She's just dramatic.
Yeah, I think she's a self-proclaimed nice girl. I think, like, half these girls who think they're nice girls are really not nice girls.
Yeah, she's, like, some of the nice guys from F-Boy Island.
Really. Yeah.
Like, okay. But at what cost?
At what cost? Oh, yeah. My God.
The fight basically devolves, and then the boys get extracted by Nikki. She's like, we gotta go, we gotta go.
Yeah, she's like,
move, move.
Evacuate. She, like, comes in. She's like, I don't want to be involved in this. I'm just going to keep on walking.
Yeah.
And then she grabs the guys and they all leave.
I think she's kind of scared of them. I think so too. They're mean.
They are.
Scary.
She's like, okay.
Yeah. Please don't She's like, me. I miss F-Boy Island. Yeah. The guys are so nice.
I miss
F-Boy Honestly, Island. As a group, I feel like they were probably really nice to Nikki.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what makes good TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we go to eliminations, and Benedict puts up Fa, who...
I have no idea who this girl is.
Yeah, he says she's saying things. He doesn't know if she's just saying what he wants to hear. And she gives a response that's, like, totally like, but I love you.
A response that he wants to hear.
Yeah. And he's like, okay. Kim, too much confidence, doesn't know what she's there for. CJ puts up Alana... don't know if they have a romantic connection. In India, they had a romantic connection, but it's slowed, and that feels like a tactic. And she goes in for a hug, and everyone's like, oh, shit. can you do that? And then Casey puts up Victoria, which I was surprised about, because they seem to be going...
Everybody was surprised about that.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is another stupid move on his part. This is literally the same thing that happened with the other girl that he eliminated that ended up being a nice girl. Last episode, where he's like, our connection's too good. You must be an F girl, because why would I have a good connection with a nice girl?
Yeah.
Literally the same thing. Like, our connection's way too good. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way.
Just keep the people that you like, honestly.
That's the point of this, right? You want to be with somebody you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially as someone who was an F-boy, like, you should know that if you get along, like, can work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also Anissa, right?
And then Anissa, and she's like, I'm a bottle girl. That would be too obvious. And then from Benedict, we lose Kim. Kim was an F girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, she gives a shout out to Jazz though, which I thought was cute.
Oh yeah.
A lot of these girls, I think is funny, is that they actually all love Benedict.
Everyone is like,
they all say nice things.
Casey, you suck. KJ, you're boring. CJ, boring. Benedict, I want to marry you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, she's like saying like, I think you're like a really sweet guy, and just to let you know, Jazz really, really like shout out to her because she loves you. And he's like, wow.
He's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jazz like, thank you, girl. And then Jenny Daniels like, fuck you.
That was a power move. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That was so nice of her to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it seemed really genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And then from CJ's Girls, Alana goes home. She was an F girl, but she says she was down to reform for the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't really say that she would have for any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I just was open. And then from Casey's, Anissa goes home. She basically does the same thing that... she does basically the same thing the girl did last week, but she says, basically, Benedict, like, go ahead, DM me. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't going to go after you. And she said she targeted CJ. I was confused by this because she said she targeted CJ because she thought he was dumb. But Casey was the one who eliminated her, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But she was obviously F-girl and, again, fawning over Benedict, which I'm here for all this pro-Benedict. So
He deserves it after getting trashed the last episode.
And then as they're walking out, I think she's the one that's like, I miss my boyfriend.
Yeah, oh, that was man. Great.
Great stuff, yeah.
Next week looks like just more Camille drama. I kind of feel like that's kind of the end of her rope, maybe. She'll go home next week.
Yeah, because Casey does seem conflicted. I feel like he's probably going to keep her probably two more episodes.
Mm.
Because A, the show wants her in, and then B, apparently if he has a good relationship with someone, they're worthy of going on the chopping block. But if he has a literal conflict and bad toxic relationship with the other person, they're good.
Yeah.
So I think she's safe.
That's true. He does seem to like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, the twerp. But this is a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. It made me laugh a lot too.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. I think that's it for mm-hmm. episode today.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week for more Lovers and Liars. I like this season, like, brings us into the summer season. I'm feeling tropical, bikini weather, you know?
Heck yeah.
It's great.
It's going to be some good vibes.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see you guys then. Okay, bye.
Bye.